My guest at this time is California Republican Congressman Duncan Hunter. He joins me now to talk about his new plan, new piece of legislation that he's proposing that would recalculate the national unemployment rate. He says right now the way that it's calculated doesn't give the most accurate picture of what the jobs situation is in this country because it doesn't factor in people who have given up the search for work, and the shrinking labor market often makes the rate go down, which is not the impression that should be given. And sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Hey, Greg, thanks for having me on.
Why change the calculation now? Obviously, it's been this way for a while.
It's actually more simple than this. The Bureau of Labor and Statistics actually already does this calculation. We simply want to use a different number, a different calculation called the U5 calculation, which calculates in the people that have stopped looking for work, that have fallen off the rolls, that don't get unemployment insurance, they've kind of put their hands up in the air and said, hey, this is impossible. I've been trying to find a job now since 2006, 2007. It doesn't count those people. This new number does, and they already calculate it. And, you know, the reason for doing this is you have to have the absolute truth in cases like this. You have to let the American people know, and Congress needs to base its decisions, and business needs to understand what the real unemployment rate is. Go to your kid's soccer game, go to church, go to places where people that you know hang out, and you don't necessarily know if they have a job or not. The calculation used right now says that more than 9 out of 10 people have the jobs that they want, they're not underemployed, and they're out there working. Anybody who's out of the Washington, D.C. bubble knows that that's not the case. There's more unemployment than the number given, which at 8.2%, that means that more than 9 out of 10 people have good work. That's not the case.
Not to put you on the spot, but if we had the calculation that you're recommending here, what would our national unemployment rate be right now?
9.6. It'd be nine. It's about 8.2 now. That's what they say it is. If you use the other number that counts the people that have fallen off the rolls, it's 9.6. And if you look at a state like California, it's almost a 2 percentage point difference. And what we've noticed over time is that, contrary to this recession, all the other previous downtimes that this economy has had in the last 20 years, the U5 rate, which I want to use, that's the higher rate, and the U3 rate, which we use now, they usually stay together, meaning people usually find work before their unemployment insurance runs out. That's how things used to be. Now, people are falling off the rolls, and the U5 number, the number that I want to use, is getting higher, while the U3 number, the unemployment rate that we use now, is actually going down. So you see a big disparity there, which indicates that people aren't finding work. That's not why unemployment's going down. Unemployment's going down, the number that we use is going down, because it's not counting people anymore. It's that simple. And we just want to have an actual representation, or as close as we can get, to base our decisions on.
Hey, Congressman, what kind of support are you finding for this on your side of the aisle and the other one?
We're just trying to educate people right now. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on, as you know. You spend hours talking about a lot of different problems with the nation right now, whether it's national security or economics. This is just one of those parts to the big systemic failure that the economy is facing under this president. So that's the hardest part right now, is just educating people.
One of the things economists talk about, in addition to those who have given up on the search for jobs, is people who have taken part-time jobs who would much rather have full-time jobs, and they had those full-time jobs until the recent economic crisis. Does that statistic factor into the number you want to use as well?
No, it doesn't. In fact, we didn't even want it to go that far, because people give a lot of arguments that that's not a good number to use, because how do you know that somebody, you know, anybody might say that they're underemployed, say that if I'm not making $1 million a year, I'm going to count myself as underemployed, right? So it's kind of subjective, but so my number, the U5 number, does not calculate that. If you calculate that, though, unemployment in the U.S. goes up another 10 percentage points, basically. So it's between 16 and 20% if you use that number. I don't recall what the actual number is, but we do calculate it right now. We do count those people that are put down as underemployed, but once again, it's a little bit subjective when you ask people or you try to see if someone's underemployed. That's a toughie.
How are Democrats responding to this? I can imagine that potentially some of them would say, while yes, historically speaking, the U5 rate and the official unemployment rate have been pretty consistent with one another, you might be thinking about doing this now because the higher number looks bad for the president of their party.
Yeah, sure. And it does look bad for him, as it should, but it also looks bad for me. I mean, it looks bad for the Republicans who are in control of the House of Representatives. It looks bad for the Democrats in control of the Senate. It looks bad for the administration. I mean, and it should. I mean, what we aren't trying to make anybody look bad. What we're trying to get is an actual number that can be used to base policy on that isn't some make-believe number that doesn't match reality, which is what we have now. You have a number that doesn't match reality. So I don't care who's in charge. If Mitt Romney gets elected next year or this year and gets sworn in next year, he's going to have to deal with the U5 rate too. But we have to know what it is, and that's all we're trying to do here. And yes, it's an election year, so I'm sorry I came up with a good idea during an election year.
So between 8.2 and 9.6, you said you want to have the most accurate rate possible to make sure you pursue the best policies possible. With the rate at 9.6 as opposed to 8.2, how would your approach to the jobless situation change, if at all?
I think it would having the official number be the U5 rate and having it be a percentage and a half point higher, I think, just gives them more accurate representation. I don't think it would necessarily change the bills or the legislation that we're pushing in the House right now, but it would just give people a greater understanding and allow the unemployment to have a greater impact on people's minds if it's the real number. I think, you know, when you hear 8% unemployment, that's once more, that means 9 out of 10 people who you know have good jobs. And we know that's not the case. If you go to your kid's school or anything else, you know people that are unemployed, and it's a higher number than is given with the U3 rate.
Congressman, you mentioned a little earlier in our conversation that in your state of California, there's nearly a 2-point differential between the official unemployment rate and what it would be if we factored in those who are no longer actively searching for work. When there is that type of disparity, what does that tell you about the economic condition in your state in particular?
If you use the U5 rate, California's unemployment goes up to over 13%. So you see in states that are really hit hard by the recession or depression and that are take even longer to recover than the rest of the nation does, states that are lagging behind because they're liberal states like California, you're going to see an even greater disparity there, people that just can't find work.
Any word from Leader Cantor, Majority Leader Cantor, as to when, if ever, this will hit the floor?
That's a great question. I'm actually waiting on word from him right now. Not like during this hour, but over the next week or so here.
But for the most part, you've gotten positive reaction from those you've talked with, or is there a little bit mixed reaction?
Yeah, really positive reaction. In fact, you know what's rare and is a good sign in Congress is when you have congressmen coming up to you and saying, "Hey, I saw what you're doing on whatever channel or on, you know, whatever radio station. Good job. We're behind you, right? This is a good idea." So we've gotten some of that reaction from my colleagues, and that's always a good thing when they come up to you and mention something as opposed to you having to ask them to support you.
Well, Congressman, there's been a lot of economists and others following this difficult economy right now talking about what the quote-unquote real unemployment rate is. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
Hey, Greg, thank you for having me on. Really appreciate it.
California Republican Congressman Duncan Hunter. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.